Street, St Andrew's Day.
143,000 citizens in favour of independence.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With 5:30 Star News, I'm Alexander Jones.
And I'm Daniel Grant. Today is St Andrew's Day, an occasion marked by the recognition of Scotland as an important nation and provision of world-class education. First Minister Alex Salmond, on a visit to Lochiel Eid Primary School in Fife, stated that Scotland is proud of its history of invention and discovery, our greatest invention of all, one that made all others possible, was the invention of universal education. There will be a parade in Edinburgh today to celebrate and present Scotland's history through a mix of theatre, music, and fireworks display. Postgraduate students from our university also graduated today. Sarah will be playing music from 5:30 to 6:30 before the Gaelic begins in town.
The Yes Scotland campaign has signed up 143,000 backers during the 6 months since promising to get 1 million people to support its independence pledge. SNP leader Alex Salmond said in May that if the 1 million target was reached, independence would happen. Nevertheless, a spokesman for Better Together voiced his scepticism. At this rate, they will have managed to reach their target of convincing a quarter of the electorate exactly a year after the referendum. The referendum on Scotland's future will take place in autumn 2014.
9 US universities have formed an academic partnership to help Burma rebuild its higher education sector. It was announced last week under an initiative launched by the Institute of International Education Institutions, including Northern Illinois and Stanford Universities and the Universities of Massachusetts and Washington.
Begun a search in Donegal Lake for what they believe could be some of the world's rarest golf balls, including gutta-percha balls, which once belonged to golfing legend Old Tom Morris from St Andrews. One of the divers stated, "We've carried out some research and spoke to local people whose parents were around when Tom Morris was here, and they told us how he stood up on the hill overlooking Lough Salt and drove the balls into the lake. It is believed the balls have been lying at the bottom of one of the country's deepest lakes for 120 years.
On this day, the 30th of November in 1934, the steam locomotive, the Flying Scotsman, was the first to exceed 100 miles per hour. On this day in 1940, Lucille Ball married Desi Arnaz in Greenwich, Connecticut. The couple were better known as Lucy and Ricky Ricardo and Lionel Hoopsie. Finally, on this day in 1982, Michael Jackson's Thriller, the best-selling album of all time, was released.
And those are today's headlines, as well as the last news for this semester. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to tune in back again in early February. Goodbye.